And welcome to our Alphabetics of Health conference call on June 1st, 2010. It is our pleasure to continue this complimentary service to supplement your health and wellness education. There will be about 10 minutes of education, and then we'll be opening up the call for questions and answers. Also, if you email us ahead of time with questions, we can answer them during the lecture, or they will be the first questions answered at the end of the call. All conference calls will be available at our website at www.dimensionsofhealth.net under the herbs section. They should be up within a couple of days of each call. My name is Morgan Jenkins, and I'm a certified natural health professional. I've been in the natural health business for about 6 years, and I've been studying natural health for at least 11 years. I've worked with hundreds of people with a number of different health concerns, but today I'm going to discuss something that I work with every day as a massage therapist, and that's the muscles. And I really like the human body. I really like talking about the muscles. Did you know that we have more than 600 muscles in our body? Muscular activity accounts for much of the body's energy consumption, and what we call that energy consumption, the muscle that provides that, or the, not the muscle, the molecule that provides that energy is ATP. You've probably heard some, you know, Joan and Sherry and myself, and probably Jerry too, talk about this molecule before, but I'm not going to go into it now. All you need to know is that ATP is the powerhouse energy source for every cell in our body. And moving on, there are many things that our muscles do for us. They help keep us upright. They help us move. They also keep our heart going and even pushing food through the digestive system and out. This action is also known as peristalsis. You need to understand that of the actions I just described, there are three different kinds of muscles. They're responsible for different functions in the body, but their whole existence, a muscle exists for movement. Cardiac and smooth muscles, their contractions occur without conscious thought, and they are necessary for survival. Your heartbeat and peristalsis are examples of those kinds of movements for those kinds of muscles. What I'd like to focus on today are the skeletal muscles. Those are voluntarily controlled, and of the muscles, when you use those muscles, you can either do gross movements or fine movements. Like eye movement is a fine muscle movement. Overuse of these muscles can lead to cramping, knots, soreness, and aches. In other words, pain. Pain that makes you just want to lie down, grab some ice or heat, and stop moving, because if you don't move it, it won't hurt, right? Well, there's a little bit more to it than that. Often when we have pain, it's an indication that there's been some sort of trauma or perhaps deficiency. Both of these things can be addressed actively so that you can get moving again. The fast and easy one is leg cramps. Often leg cramps or Charlie horses are an indication of deficiency in magnesium or potassium, and sometimes even calcium. And here's the simple trick to indicate, to put you in the right direction. It's not 100% accurate, but it does help. If your toes curl up towards your shin, it kind of looks like the letter C, and it's a calcium deficiency. A good source for this is herbal CA or skeletal strength. If your toes curl down in an M shape toward the bottom of your foot, it's a magnesium deficiency, and that's what your body is wanting. We have a great herb called magnesium complex. Magnesium is also it's a helpful muscle relaxer in general, and I'll get more into that. If your muscle just knots up and your toes splay and just go nuts, it's potassium that your body is asking for, and combination potassium is a good herb for this. You might also want to add ionic minerals and maybe some B-complex. And a great home remedy is 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, and you want to make sure you get organic, 2 teaspoons of honey, and add those to 2 ounces of organic apple juice. Damiana is a great herb for stimulating muscles, Green Zone is also useful in toning muscles, and it's also a great anti-inflammatory. We should be getting Green Zone soon, sometime either this month or at the beginning of next month. It should be available again. Energy V is great for general muscle weakness. And Triple Relief is actually one of my favorites. It's a wonderful herbal combination for muscle pain. And that's good for, you know, if you're sore after exercising or just general muscle pain. When you have those aches and pains, another really good home remedy is a hot Epsom salt bath. And, you know, how I said magnesium is just a great muscle relaxer? All Epsom salts are magnesium sulfate. So if you're bathing yourself, you're getting that bath in that great amount of magnesium in that muscle relaxer. You can add essential oils like lavender, deep relief, Roman chamomile, rosemary, sandalwood, peppermint, or clary sage. And you can make up your own combination for whatever of those that you like. And a really good one that I like is 4 drops of rosemary, 3 drops of peppermint, and 4 drops of lavender straight into the bathtub. Also, Taifu oil or massage lotion is exceptionally good for muscle pain relief. I know people who just live on the stuff. I would not put this into your bath, though, because it's something you would never want in your eyes. And if your hands are wet and you touch your face or something, it could be unpleasant. So I would just use Taifu oil directly on your skin and then wash your hands after. And I just kind of want to go a little bit more into pain. There's something called the pain spasm pain cycle, and that can result from muscle overuse, trauma, emotional stress or holding of emotional issues, and even poor posture. When it happens, you have this continual muscle pain that just doesn't seem to go away. And I'm going to break the process down a little bit for you so that you have a better understanding and also so that you can do something about it rather than just being miserable. So it starts out with a sensation of pain and you get that pain stress, and that signal is released to the spinal cord. Then you get a muscle tension or a muscle guarding. You're like, ooh, I just hurt my neck. I'm just going to hold my neck real still, and hopefully it won't cause any other issue. But you're tensing those muscles. This causes a decrease in circulation, which then increases your local metabolism to create a pain response. And that looks like inflammation. And with that inflammation, you get a spasm, which causes a local reduction of circulation and oxygen. This leads to an increase of pain because the lack of oxygen causes lactic acid buildup, and that brings more inflammation because it's acidic. With more inflammation, it brings another spasm, which then results in pain. To stop that cycle, you want to try soothing strokes or find something calming for the emotional aspect. You want to apply direct pressure over a broad surface, so maybe not a finger pressure, but perhaps more the heel of your hand kind of pressure. And also you would want to apply massage to the approximate origin and insertion of the muscles. And for that particular specification, you'd want to go to see a massage therapist for this. And we do offer a massage here at Dimensions of Health, but really you can go see any massage therapist who understands what you're talking about. All you say is, hey, do you know pain, spasm, pain cycle? Good, fix it. And you tell them where the pain is. And, you know, once you make sure that someone knows what you're talking about, then you're probably in good hands. And I can tell you, can be sure that any student taught by Alexandra de Avalon from Avalon School of Massage will be very knowledgeable in this. She is exceptionally good at teaching her students. Also, you would want to either use an ice pack or a hot pad in that area. So that's how you address the pain. Moving on, there are concerns also about muscle diseases. Some symptoms might include weakness, spasticity, and myalgia. And there's also atrophy, myopathies, and dystrophies, and that is a whole bunch of stuff that I really don't want to go into. There are so many different possibilities, including neuromuscular diseases, but I did get a request yesterday to talk about fibromyalgia, so we can focus on that a bit here. Myalgia means muscle pain. That's all it means. And, you know, you got to love doctors who dress up the diseases with the Latin descriptions and names, but really we're just looking at a kind of muscle pain. There's new research that associates fibromyalgia with magnesium, B6, and malic acid deficiencies, which cause muscle pain, fatigue, depression, and impaired deep sleep. It's considered a stress-related immune disorder. Symptoms mimic chronic fatigue and arthritis. And more than 10 million Americans, mostly women, have been diagnosed with this condition, and it's labeled incurable. And, you know, whether, you know, with that, you know, being what is described as this disease, it is possible that someone might find relief in approaching those deficiencies. It may be considered an autoimmune disorder, but really it's also about inflammation. So please go back and listen to my talk on that to get a deeper understanding. You can find it on the website. You will also want to go onto the Candida diet. You can come to our office to learn more about this, or you can listen in on the conference call on Yeasty Beasties when we hit the letter Y, and that will be in at least a few weeks, if not a few months. So going into that inflammation, I would take uña de gato. Red clover blend is a good herb for muscle pain. I would rotate between ThymJ or THIMJ, IMMC, and beta-glucan, and you would rotate those for the immune system. You'll want to support and cleanse the liver with a Tiaoha cleanse. I would also take Suma, which is a powerful, powerful herb that has 5 adaptogenic herbs that provide energy and emotional support, and they also support the immune system. Once you finish that bottle, and I would suggest getting muscle tested to see how many your body would want, I would take olive leaf after that. You can also, if you're addressing the candida issue or candida issue, you can take Pardarco tea, Bifidophilus. Protease Plus is also good between meals for reducing inflammation. You would also want to take B-complex. Melatonin is good for normalizing sleep patterns. And once again, we did say magnesium, B6, and malic acid are good. The deficiencies of those can lead to fibromyalgia. And we have a great herb called fibralgia, which is high in both magnesium and malic acid. And so that's kind of a program that you could start for fibromyalgia. Once again, you'd want to seek help from a natural health therapist to figure out exactly what your body wants. And that I'm kind of leading into my disclaimer. We are not diagnosing, and not all herb programs are alike because no one person has the same body chemistry or environmental conditions. If you're unsure of a program, please contact Sherry, Joan, Jerry, myself, or really whoever referred you to this call, and we can always help guide you to an herbal and dietary program that is specially designed for you. Once again, we are not diagnosing or prescribing. So thank you again for attending our call this evening. I'm now going to open up the floor for questions, so if you have any, please press *6 to unmute yourself. While we're waiting for some people, if they have questions, if you think of a question later, please email me at dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com. And even if it's after the day of the class, I will always be happy to answer questions. Also, this Thursday at noon, we will be on Negating Nausea with Sherry. If you have any questions on that, please email her at sherryjakes@dimensionsofhealth.net. And also we'll be putting together, we have put together our new agenda. So ask Joan or Sherry or Morgan or Jerry what is coming up next. And, we're really excited about this. So are there any questions?
Morgan, this is Joan. And would you please repeat the business with the toes curling up and curling down with the deficiencies? I thought that was really interesting.
Right, absolutely. And you can also always listen back on the recording for any repeats. But basically, if your toes curl up, it looks like a C, you want calcium. If your toes curl down like an M, your body wants magnesium. And if your toes go nuts and they just splay and it feels like your body is just knotting and you're just like, oh my goodness, what just happened? It's potassium. And potassium is a tricky one because sometimes it can be too much potassium or too little. So you really kind of want to look at what you've been eating to see, oh, well, I've had, you know, a banana every day for the last month. I might be getting too much potassium. I should kind of calm down on that or, you know, whatever it might be.
So is that, this is Sherry, is that when your foot is in a cramp spasm or just normally?
That's in a cramp, well, it could be your foot, it could be your calf that's cramping and your toes are just splaying. Both of those are an indication of potassium.
Okay. Okay, so when you're having a cramp and your toes curl up, it's not just if they do it naturally.
Right, right. It's when they're
cool.
Doing things that aren't comfortable or normal.
Okay, got it.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All right. Well, we will close this. And once again, thank you for attending. And I am going. And I look forward to hearing from you all for our next talk.